It's new music from the High Watermarks. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer. A ceasefire came into effect in Gaza on Friday as Palestinians began heading back north towards Gaza City, which had been the site of intense military occupation in recent weeks. FSN's Mitch McCann reports.
The ceasefire agreement came into effect at midday local time on Friday, with the Israeli Defense Forces withdrawing from parts of Gaza. The IDF says troops have repositioned along updated deployment lines in preparation for the release of hostages. Images from Gaza show people walking along the coastline back toward Gaza City, many returning to find what is left of their homes. Under the terms of the agreement, Hamas must hand over the hostages and the bodies of deceased hostages, and Israel is to release Palestinian prisoners by midday Monday, local time. It's also been reported that US President Donald Trump will address Israel's parliament on Monday. Mitch McCann, New York.
US President Donald Trump has not won the coveted Nobel Peace Prize. The annual award has gone to Venezuelan democracy activist Maria Corina Machado. FSN's Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Well, not the result that Donald Trump wanted, but the February 1st nomination deadline worked against him. That was just a week and a half into his second term, at a time when just one congresswoman had put in a nomination for the US president, despite many world leaders in recent months coming forward to saying that the US president should be recognized. Maria Corina Machado has been a longtime opposition figure in Venezuela. She was barred from running against the president. President Nicolas Maduro in the last election. The Nobel Committee said she represented the true spirit of the prize and was a unifying figure who was committed to peaceful protection of democracy. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
U.S. President Trump has threatened to raise tariffs on China after Beijing imposed new restrictions on the export of rare earth minerals. Those exports are critical for manufacturing products ranging from semiconductors to electric vehicles. On Friday, President Trump called it a hostile order that would force him to impose what he called massive tariffs on Beijing and threatened not to meet with Chinese President Xi as expected on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit later this month in South Korea. New York Attorney General Letitia James is the latest political enemy on President Trump's retribution list, with the AG now indicted on financial charges. James brought a successful multi-million dollar civil fraud case against the U.S. president before his election last year. The New York AG called the charges baseless, saying the president has made it clear that it is about political retribution at any cost. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Doesn't ruin your vision like a TV show.
Practice yoga on the ground or get up and walk around.
You can do it when you're listening to the radio. You can shave or wash your hair while a show is on the air. You can cook up a fondue and we'd still be coming through. You can stay in bed and you'll find we don't care at all, just as long as you keep listening to the radio. Smoking reefer on the radio while we're really eating cookies and you never know.
We could tell you we look great when we're really overweight.
You can get away with so much on the radio.
Call them what you look like on the radio, cause if they never see you then they'll never know.
Doesn't matter if you have acne,
cause they'll never know exactly
what you look like when they listen to the radio. R-A-D-I-O.
Not television.
R-A-D-I-O.
Wearing blenders.
R-A-D-I-O.
More vacuum cleaners.
R-A-D-I-O.
You get the picture?
What goes on in your mind? You are
degrees right now. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. This is the Sir Douglas Quintet rocking and rolling and barely controlling on a super solid gold Saturday afternoon. Pitiful Otis Redding here on Radio 9, and this is Sam Cooke. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
it's oldies.
Music time 64, radio 9 degrees. We're going to check your full-time forecast in just about 5 minutes. And now, warm up your megaphone singing. automobile, here's the new vaudeville band.
Thank you.
Yeah, my ex, Sean, sang that to me in bed once during an intimate moment. Honestly, I went as dry as a cat's tongue.
Radio 9!
On Radio 9, and this is Chuck Berry. We're going to have weather next.
Then new music on the other side of that.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much money, business. Too much money, business. Talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. So you can buy it, go on, try it. You can pay me next week. Ah. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked. Want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business. Up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be operator for telling me a tale. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Yokohama, been fighting in the war. Army bunk, army child, army crew, army car. Ah, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, a dollar gas. Ah. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business.
7:25, chime time. New music from the Wombats coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We've got an Armageddon update from Christopher Titus coming up later on in this hour, so stay tuned for that. And coming up in the next hour, some outlaw country for you. And what else can I tell you about? The best doggone mix of 50s and 60s and 70s music on the radio on Saturday afternoon with some new music spiked in there. It's just like spiking the punch on a Saturday afternoon. And a lot of people say they'd like to spike me right in the old punch. Do you like ghost stories? It's the time of year for them. Well, the Carnegie Library of McKeesport will welcome Alan Irvine, storyteller, on Thursday, October 23rd at 5:30. For years, Alan's ghost stories and humorous tales have kept everyone huddled close to the campfire. His repertoire of stories includes folk tales and legends, Pennsylvania history, Shakespeare, Irish and Celtic tales, and more. That's Thursday, October 23rd at the Carnegie Free Library of McKeesport at 5:30. Is blah, register, why don't you, at mckeesportlibrary.org or call 412-672-0625 for more information. Is Zombo here? No. No, it's still Jay Thurber. That's Alan Irvine, storyteller, October 23rd at the McKeesport Carnegie Library. What else to tell you about on my podcast? Did you know I have a podcast? It's true. That's the rest of the story, it's called. I have a podcast, and we talked to the executive director of the Braddock Carnegie Library this week. And, they've had a $23 million renovation over there, funded in part by the Pittsburgh Penguins and U.S. Steel, and a lot of donations from private individuals. I've not been over there yet to see the library since it has reopened. They let me walk through during the construction. I think they were hoping I'd fall in a pit or something. That's on my podcast. You can find that at jthurbershow.com. Vicki Vargo from the Braddock Carnegie Library is my guest this weekend. Gun injuries are the leading cause of death for children and teens in the United States. Some people avoid talking about gun violence because they don't think they can make a difference. But every conversation matters. When it comes to gun violence, we agree on more than we think, and having productive conversations about gun violence can help protect children and teens. Children's? Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. That's agreetoagree.org. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot. Whether you believe it or not.
Weather service now saying mostly sunny for the rest of the afternoon with a high near 70. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 48. Chance of showers on Sunday. Partly sunny, high 70. Columbus Day, Monday, Indigenous Peoples Day. A chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Tuesday, sunny, high of 72. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 65. Right now, just had much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 67 in Washington County, 62 in Beaver County, 59 in Butler. It's 64 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. At WRCT, it's 60 degrees with new music from the Wombat.
Miss you on my tongue, you're still my number one. The way you chewed me up, spat the tea out my cup. We left our bed a mess, found little success. But don't you get me wrong, you're still my number one. Not so big now, there's a wife and kids buying spinning tops from a body shop. It's getting kinda hard, it's no walk in the park trying to buy.
That's new music from the Wombats here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 1:32. Also taking requests on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. It's Booker T and the MGs on Radio 9.
supposed to be this soft?
Choirs here on Radio 9 with a song that was a massive hit here in Pittsburgh. 140, much more music time. We'll have sports and weather coming up for you in about 10 minutes. More news at 2 o'clock and then more music on the other side of that. John Lodge, the bassist from the Moody Blues and one of the lead vocalists on many of their hit records, has passed away. He was 82 years old. His death was announced yesterday. They said it was unexpected and that he was with his loved ones at the time. John Lodge's passing, that leaves only one person as an original member of the Moody Blues, born in Erdington, Birmingham, England, and passed away, I believe, in Birmingham. Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450.
Jay Thurber,
request. And asked if we could play some Moody Blues in honor of John Lodge. You say, and we play him on the Big 900.
We've already said
tell me.
Moody Blues from 1965. And if you want to hear a tribute to the Moody Blues, your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, is going to have one only on WRCT. This is on Sunday night starting at 10 o'clock. Now, John Lodge passed away yesterday, October 10th. He was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with the Moody Blues. And Eric Jackson Lurie interviewed John Lodge on two occasions back in 2022 and back in 2024. So if you want to hear interviews and a tribute to John Lodge, tune in to 88.3 WRCT at 10 o'clock on Sunday, okay?
Radio 9. Don't touch that dial.
Music. I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. My mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it into words of this song. I can still hear her say, "Boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off of your knees, 'cause only the strong survive.'" That's what she said, only the strong.
Radio 9, Christopher Titus is going to bring you an Armageddon update coming up right after this message.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Member FDIC. The following is from Christopher Titus's podcast, which you can get at ChristopherTitus.com. Opinions expressed by Mr. Titus are not those of this radio station. Necessarily.
I'm Christopher Titus, and this is the Armageddon Update. Ice, ice, baby. Oh, you know, the crew of doughy, New Balance-wearing masked losers. And let's face it, the word is losers. It's perfect. In fact, let's watch some of our highly trained ICE officers protect America, a nation of immigrants from immigrants. A few days ago, ICE invaded an apartment building on the south shore of Chicago. They repelled from helicopters, used flashbang grenades, broke down doors. and zip-tied the worst criminals in the godforsaken hellhole that is Chicago. You know, children. Because so many infants are in Tren de Aragua. They're arresting the worst of the worst. Gang members. You know where all gang members hang out. Bakeries, schools, churches, parks, food trucks, and in court. You know, while they're immigrating legally. Because isn't that what you guys said you wanted? Yeah, let's roll them there legally. But let's go back to these cosplay commandos, these b***less douchebags zip-tying children in the middle of the night. Do you punks and ICE, do you guys have parents? Think they're proud of you? So here's what's happening. ICE is hiring untrained and incompetent mask-wearing cowards who are now going after kids and sleeping families because they can't take on people tougher than that. You know, comedians. Here is Valley Girl Voldemort letting you know how tough he actually is.
They have no idea how ruthless we are. They think they're tough. They have no idea how tough we are. They think that they're hardcore. We are so much more hardcore than they are.
Now, we're the coolest of the cool, the toughest of the tough, the meanest of the mean, and the badasses of the badasseriousness people. Now, I'm pretty sure the Crips and the Bloods are just crapping their pants right now. So after this interview, Stephen Miller then crawled into the gutted skin of a dead hyena and dreamt of eating a newborn baby. So, we have a government run by a rapist pedophile, 34-time convicted felon tax cheat, who is now sending soldiers to arrest people in the middle of the night and zip-tying half-naked children. You know, alpha males. The saddest thing is these unemployed cowards who took ICE bonuses so they could tell their parole officer they finally had a job. And after all the bitching and moaning about Biden forgiving student loans, did you know if you join ICE, you can get $60,000 of your school loans forgiven? Except you think these inbred, inept, walking beanbags went to college? And we didn't even have a GED? You can't forgive a college debt if you didn't go to college! Or 11th grade. It's just another Trump grift. So, we have insecure insurgents invading peaceful cities so another insecure, illiterate, pedophile felon can stay president. And be clear, that's what this is about. I was just in Portland, people. There's no violence. I have friends in Chicago. There's no violence, at least way less than Shreveport. But let's contrast and compare. The troops from Texas, they are sending into Chicago and Portland. Well, the murder rate in Dallas is 14 people for every 100,000. Now, Chicago, it's 18 murders per 100,000. Okay, but in Portland, it's 10 murders per 100,000. Why aren't we sending troops into Dallas? Or Richmond, Virginia, 24 murders per 100,000. Or Milwaukee, 23 per 100,000. Memphis, 40 murders per 100,000. Dayton, 30 murders per 100,000. And the winner, St. Louis, at 54 murders per 100,000. Yet no troops. In desperate need of cardio, dropping out of helicopters and kicking indoors to arrest terrorist toddlers in those cities. Our president is a dick, tater, a felon, a liar, a con man, a rapist, and as far as we can tell, a pedophile. And we have to assume he is because he won't release the Epstein files. Congestive heart furor is trying to end this country as we know it. But it's not going to happen. So don't wait. You need to get active now. Don't wait. Get loud. Scream sanity. Or live in tyranny. I'm Christopher Titus, and this is the Armageddon Update.
Opinions expressed by Mr. Titus are not necessarily those of this radio station. You can find his entire podcast at ChristopherTitus.com.
Music. Turn it up and play loud.
Radio in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's own Diamond Rio on Radio 9. Sports and weather coming up next.
You do me wrong.
put some starch in your shorts. Well, Norm Nardini and Diamond Rio here on Radio 9 at 1:55. Much more music time. New music from Barry Adamson coming up before we check the news. But first, we've got sports and weather coming your way at 3 o'clock. Over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. If all of this rock and roll is just a little bit too much for you and you need to downshift, slow things down just a little bit, then, hey, why don't you listen to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien? It's coming up at 3 o'clock right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio, the new sound of the Mon Valley. We'll put some happy little trees over here, maybe a few happy little clouds. It's your painting. You can do whatever you want with it.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
College football action. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans taking on, I believe they are number three ranked in the country, the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays on the road right now. The Tartans leading 24-14 in the third quarter. Pitt playing the number 25 ranked Florida State Seminoles. Florida has gone up in that game 21-14 at the half. Penn State hoping to salvage some face after the whooping that they took at UCLA last week. They're hosting Northwestern up at Beaver Stadium. Game time is 3:30. Penn's take on the Rangers tonight at 7 o'clock at the PPG Paints Arena. They're coming off a 4-3 win Thursday over the Islanders. Jorge Polanco hit a game-ending single in the 15th inning, and the Seattle Mariners advanced to the AL Championship Series by outlasting the Detroit Tigers for a 3-2 victory Friday night in the longest winner-take-all postseason game in baseball history. Next up for the Mariners is a matchup with the AL East champion Blue Jays. And the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Browns on Sunday at Acrisure Stadium. Game time is at 1 o'clock. Looking for mostly sunny skies the rest of the afternoon with a high near 70. Overnight, cloudy, low 48. Chance of showers on Sunday, high near 70. Monday is Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day, mostly sunny with a high near 69. And then on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 72. Right now, 67 in Washington, 64 here in McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 60 degrees at WRCT. With new music from Barry Adamson to take us to the news.